This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Sita Lydia Lucero. Date of birth, August 3rd, 1970. Case ID number is 587-4965. Date of exam, June 20th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2023. Identifying information. This is a 52-year-old widowed female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hypertension, comma, right knee problems, comma, and depression slash memory loss. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment day was in 2022, where she worked as a provider for 2 weeks. During that time, she worked 4 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 2 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her daughter and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, hypertension, number two, right knee pain, and number three, depression slash memory loss. History of allegations, number one, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2015, she was having shortness of breath and occipital and temporal headaches, but no blurred vision. She also denies any chest pain. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. At the present time, she's on Edarbi 40 milligrams QD, and her blood pressure was 132 over 82 mmHg, which is normal. Allegation number two, right knee pain. The claimant states that in 2017, she fell and had an injury to her right knee, where she sustained a right torn meniscal tear of her knee. X-rays and MRIs were performed, which confirmed that she had a meniscal tear. The claimant went on to have arthroscopic surgery of the right knee for repair of the meniscus and other damage tissue in her right knee. No injections were given, and she denies any major fractures. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the morning. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, squat, and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup with her left hand, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, and lift approximately 5 pounds with her left hand. She states she recently fell on her right hand and sustained an injury where she is unable to use her right hand very much. She has no assistive devices she uses, and her physician is Dr. Lung. She's presently on no medications for pain, and she does physical activities of light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and going to the mailbox and watering her plants. She also feeds her chickens and cares for them. Allegation number three, depression slash memory loss. The claimant states that on August 13, 2022, after her husband passed away, she started to develop severe memory loss and went through a major depression. She denies seeing shadows or hearing voices, but states that she was very depressed and sad and had multiple crying spells. Her appetite was decreased, and she started to suffer from anxiety and insomnia. She denies any suicidal attempts or suicidal ideation, but states that she had decreased motivation, comma, concentration, comma, memory, comma, and had difficulty in concentrating on what she had to do and also her memory. Her husband died of a myocardial infarction at the age of 54. He was the main provider for the family, and she states that she never worked, and there was no money left to take care of her. The claimant is struggling right now on what she needs to do to provide for herself. She is presently on mirtazapine, 15 milligrams QD, as a mood stabilizer and for her depression, which appears to be helping her a little bit. Family history: she did not know her father. Her mother is 76 and has diabetes mellitus, hypertension, allergies, degenerative joint disease, osteoarthritis, and has had back problems. Medications: mirtazapine, 15 milligrams QD, vitamin D, 50,000 units Q-week, Livalo, 4 milligrams QD for high cholesterol, Edarbi, 40 milligrams QD for hypertension. Medical problems: hypertension, depression, / decreased memory, right knee pain secondary to a torn meniscus in the past, and mild obesity. Major surgery: right knee arthroscopic surgery for a torn meniscus. Social history: tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 15 years. Alcohol: the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. She denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 164 pounds, height 59 and a fourth inches tall, BP 132 over 82 mmHg, heart rate 77 beats per minute, respiration 15 respirations per minute, BMI 32.5. General: this is a 52-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination and appeared to be somewhat sad and crying, and also had difficulty with her memory. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? Down to the Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological on the first page? The claimant was alert and appeared to be oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent, and her mood was sad and depressed for the time. She had decreased clear thought processes, and her memory was fair. Concentration was fair, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. The claimant appeared to have difficulty in answering the questions, secondary to mental fog. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal, the second paragraph? There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the right hand where the claimant has atrophy of the right thumb area where she injured her right thumb in a fall. She does have full range of motion and strength of that thumb, but atrophy is noted around the muscle tissue, and it appears that she has a right hand radial nerve damage. Could you drop down to neurological on the last page? Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. As noted earlier, the claimant does have a right radial nerve damage of the right thumb, but she has full range of motion and function of the right thumb. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, except for the right thumb area. There is evidence of muscle wasting of the right thumb, but no muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the right thumb area where strength was plus 4 over 5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal for the left side and mildly abnormal for the right, secondary to radial nerve damage of the right thumb. X-ray of the right knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the left hand and to a lesser extent with the right, secondary to right thumb radial nerve damage. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for some mild right thumb damage. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted for the left hand and mildly restricted for the right, secondary to problems with the thumb, although the right thumb is functional. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in her workplace environment except for possible mild decrease in use of her right thumb. Probable diagnoses. Number one, hypertension dash being treated. Blood pressure was 132 over 82 mmHg, which is normal. She appears to be very well controlled. Number two, right knee problems. Normal physical exam. She did have a torn meniscus, which has been arthroscopically repaired, and she appears to be doing well. Number three, depression slash memory loss, secondary to a major depression of losing her husband. She is being treated for a condition, and she appears to be fairly stable at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Sita Lydia Lucero.